If you play with fire, you're liable to get burned. But on Jim Lytle's farm, fire is exactly what they grow. It's fire in the form of vegetables. We head to southern New Mexico next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Jim Lytle is a farmer in the Hatch, New Mexico area. His family operates Hatch Chili Express. When Jim says chilies, he's referring to chili peppers. In his store, you will find red chili peppers and green chili peppers. And that leads many people to ask, what does the color difference mean?
Red chili is green chili. Comes off the same plant. It's just a stage of maturity. You pick it green, and then later on it turns red. You pick it red, and then you dry it, dehydrate it.
There are over 480 varieties of chilies, and Jim's family has been instrumental in developing new varieties over the years. Like any other crop, there are versions that are more popular with the consumer.
Big Jim is the most popular green variety. People like it for the fresh market because it makes a big pot. It's heavy meated. It's got a medium heat to it, and it's real good for making rellenos, and you can chop it up, make green enchiladas and everything with it. Then the next one's probably the New Mexico 6, which is a mild variety.
There can be a huge difference between mild chilies and hot chilies, and a unit of measurement called a Scoville is how you tell the difference.
It's broke down all the way from 0 to 300,000 Scovilles, which is your habanero's a 300,000 Scoville heat unit. Our Lumina that we've just bred up is running somewhere around 15 to 20,000 Scovilles.
I suppose that being a chili farmer meant that Jim could tackle the hottest peppers in the land.
No, I eat the mild stuff. No, we eat a lot of Big Jim's what we eat. The Big Jim chili was finished up in 1970. We worked on it for about 7 years. You know, New Mexico Crop Improvement Association released it for production for seed. My dad died the year they released it, and they named it after him.
Every Labor Day weekend, this small town features a chili festival that attracts up to 10,000 visitors. It's quite an event in a place that grows fire in the form of chilies. Traveling the countryside in Hatch, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCrae.